from New York. It's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Jackie Reed, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Happy Friday, everybody. Tom, this one is for all the romantics out there, even J. Anthony Brown. Sherelle Duncan might be the happiest woman on the planet right now. On Monday, Tom, her boyfriend became her fiancé and then her husband all in one day. He actually proposed and hours later surprised her with a wedding that included family and friends. Video of that day went viral with the hashtag ForeverDuncan. I'm going inside her story with newlyweds Alfred and Sherelle Duncan. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Have you guys been able to get any rest? Because since this video went viral, you've been on Good Morning America, a lot of other shows. What's life been like since your wedding day?
It's been insane. Insane. I mean, the public and the media looks at it as the surprise wedding. It was actually on Saturday. But I'm still over the moon that I am finally a wife.
When you say finally, how long have you guys been dating, Sherelle?
We've been dating since the end of 2013. I know I've seen a lot of stories out there that said 9 years, but we've been dating since 2013.
Okay.
And we decided to make it official in 2013. And
we've been dating, well, talking, since 2013, and we became official as a couple July 2nd of 2014.
Come on now, date husband.
You were in the friend zone how long, brother?
Well, he was seeing somebody else when they met.
Since the end of 2013 to July the 7th. But see, it's different, though. I kept her in the friend zone.
He kept me in the friend zone. In my mind, he was my boyfriend, but he kept me in the friend zone.
So we didn't know he was your boyfriend, but he was.
He was definitely my boyfriend.
Wasn't he seeing somebody?
Wait, were you able to have a honeymoon yet?
Not yet. No, not yet.
Is that gonna take place in all in one day too?
Well, technically that already did take place all in one day.
All right, player. All right.
Well, okay. So, Alfred, this all happened in one day. How in the world did you pull this off? Because you surprised Sherelle. She even walked into, I think, the church with a blindfold on.
Yeah. So I've been planning this for about 3 months. We've been preparing to get married for a while. At the beginning of the year, we decided to practice abstinence, and we also went to premarital class. So, you know, I didn't necessarily want to propose because I didn't think it would be an element of surprise. I wanted to do something bigger. So I got all of her friends and her family and my family involved in the planning of it all. The people who I invited, they didn't get invited in probably 2 to 3 weeks out because I didn't want anyone to,
spill
the beans
to
her.
Huh?
So.
Yeah.
Abstinence for how long? How long was abstinence?
Since the beginning of the year.
The January.
So, y'all been knowing each other 9 years.
Yeah.
Y'all been knowing each other 9 years,
Is the abstinence part?
Yes, Jackie. Yes.
No, I mean, weren't they knowing each other for 9 years?
No, we haven't been together for 9 years. We've known each other for 9 years. We've only been, we started talking at the end of 2013, but we officially became a couple in 2014.
And what does that mean? What does that look like? Will you go with me?
He was seeing somebody else.
Check a box.
So I was in a relationship, and then I got out of my relationship for the
Jay is asking this question.
What I love about you all's union is how much of a role faith played in it, and you can tell that from the video. Talk for a minute to us about how faith has a role in your relationship.
Well, it's the major part, and you know, we've been dating, and you know, in the beginning, you know, we weren't practicing abstinence, but you know, we decided to do that because we knew we both have our own businesses. We're both entrepreneurs, and we knew that we wanted our business to flourish, and we knew that we wanted things to happen for us. And in order for that to happen, we had to honor our Creator, honor God. And so, in order to do that, I always felt When we would go to church, I always felt convicted when they would talk about fornicating. And he knew that. He didn't feel convicted. He's like, look, I don't feel convicted. That's how you feel. I don't feel like that. But he's also a touring artist, so he would be away a lot. So when he came back from tour one time, he was gone for about 3 months. A touring, a music artist.
Touring,
so he toured.
Yeah. Oh.
He toured with the band. And so when he came back, he's like, you know what? I really want to make this official. Let's start practicing abstinence. Let's go to premarital class. Let's make sure that, you know, we have God in the center of everything. And so we did that for 10 months. Mm-hmm. And then he proposed to me and married me on the day of the 10th month.
But you all had also talked about things that you like, things that you might want to have in your wedding. So it was a complete surprise and all of his. You did take into consideration what she would like and that kind of thing, right, for the wedding?
Well, everything was according to what she liked. I mean, all of that time that we were together, I was studying her. I was learning all of the things that she liked and she didn't like. So, you know, everything that was in that wedding, she has been planning for the past 2.5 years, even the dress.
How did you end up with a dress? How did you have a dress in that moment?
So we're brand ambassadors for a fashion designer, and she told me, she's like, listen, I'm about to make a thick, curvy line. I want you to be the face of that line. So let's start looking at fabrics. Let's look at color. She's like, I know you love black. I said, I love black. She's like, would you wear black on your wedding day? I was like, I probably would. I definitely would. She's like,
you
okay,
wear
well,
any
let's
color.
Just,
you wouldn't care.
Wow.
Listen. You're right about that. You're absolutely right about that. As long as I'm marrying my husband, I'm good with that, and I don't have
you
to practice this
no
more.
You wouldn't care, would you?
You love calling him your husband, huh?
I love hearing that.
I get so turned on. Okay, so, so that's how. So that's how I've been planning designing my wedding dress for about 3 months because she would come over, take measurements. We would look at fabrics and different things like that. So, yes, I've been planning my, you know, designing it for 3 months and didn't even know it.
And, Al, how long had you been planning this?
He said 3 months.
About 3 months. Yeah.
For
3 months I've been planning.
What was that moment where you decided, this is how I'm going to do it, is what I want to know.
After premarital class, I'm really not sure the exact time, but I've known for a while now that this was my wife. I knew she was my wife for a very long time. So, you know, I really don't know exactly when I came up with it, but I'm quite sure it was within the past 3 or 4 months because I don't really hold on to ideas for a long time. Like, once I get it, I try to just execute it. So I'm quite sure it came within the past 3 or 4 months.
How'd y'all feel about the video going viral? Like, I can't stop
watching it. Insane. Like, everything is insane. Like, all I wanted to do was marry my husband and not have to practice abstinence anymore and give him everything that I can give him. And now it's like, it's so insane for us. It's getting bigger and bigger by the day.
Good, yeah.
Have
y'all heard of the Neelys?
Oh, come on.
No.
One last question. How do you define abstinence?
Well, we don't, no sexual intercourse at all. None. Like, we can barely touch each other. We have to be fully dressed. Like, we can't do anything. None of that.
You can't touch.
But I can't go that far. If that's a part of abstinence, I can honestly say.
Okay.
We live together. We've been living together for a year and a half. So we slept in the same bed. You know, of course, I did the cuddling thing or whatever, but we've never done any sexual activity.
Well, congratulations, you two. You know, James is kind of scratching his head. He doesn't understand black love. He just does not understand it.
Maybe we could come and do a face-to-face.
Y'all should. He needs an intervention. Congratulations, you guys.
You guys got a good one, each one of you.
Congratulations.
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Huggy next, 26 past the hour.